Lion Energy provides power to customers in southern and central Wisconsin. Scott Smith is director of regulatory affairs. He says some customers have more solar panels than they need and are taking advantage of an agreement in which the utility pays more to buy that excess energy than it would otherwise pay on the open market.
Some customers have a appropriately sized where it's meeting their needs, and that's a great thing. It's when you have an oversized system and you have energy that you're putting back onto the grid and asking the utility to buy that back at a higher price.
Smith says the result is that other customers pay more to maintain infrastructure. But a solar panel installer says the monetary advantage would tip to utilities if a lower rate for selling excess solar is approved. Alaric Rosalund is a partner with Midwest Solar Power. He says long summer days create more solar energy. It's also when demand for energy sold by the utility is high.
This really is all about crushing solar expansion in the state. They're attacking solar, and they're attacking the future of solar in the state of Wisconsin because they can. We should be expanding renewable energy in the state. I'm not saying that just because I'm a solar installer, but I believe that this is the right thing to do.
Three other Wisconsin power companies are also asking the Public Service Commission to reduce what they pay their customers to buy back solar energy. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.